Blog Talk Radio.
What? Yo. Fuck them niggas away. Good. Now we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas who hate, duck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hell face, hell face, hell. Wait. Fuck them niggas who hate, duck them bitches who fake. You could be an earthquake or be a snake. Hell face, hell. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Y'all be under a fake one like you Donald Toupee. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously fake. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like Dakota, dope as poet, no bullshit, I'm so devoted. I go at like 40 bitches, but I always go with Chloe. My baby mama G, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours for no MVP. Pick up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. I dog shit and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compare, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. He been on for a minute now, but with him around, I'ma double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Fuck you niggas, I'm Kirk Henry. Y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Ballard. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias. Nobody tries, we too excellent. The execution here too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, for main event. What I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep on for Lawrence Steele. I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still. Like Rick Tully and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair. Hit your head, infrared. Weapon on 6-0. I'm on my nature board. Niggas try to fuck up my money. Still leave with the gold. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Yes. Such good shit edition. Good shit. Your host, Wayne Benitez, joining you by co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, everybody. Good evening.
Yes. We're not dropping out of no race tonight. We're not laying down for no establishment.
Oh, definitely not.
And which Bernie still technically is still in the race. He wants people to get those super delegates extra going into it.
Right. I mean, he's still on the ballot. You still can vote for him. That is true.
Right. But the DNC... this worse than the 97 screw job right here, basically. They're going to screw it up. They have another backup plan as Governor Cuomo of New York, governor, or Hillary Clinton. Well, I mean, how is that going to work? Because ain't that going to fuck up the voting system? Why not don't vote in Democratic primaries no more?
It doesn't make sense.
Right. It's not going to be determined by the people. It's going to be determined by Chuck Schumer, Tom Perez of the DNC. That Quizno eating motherfucker. Looking like a bald-headed Chico the Barge.
It is not. They're crazy. You just going to throw people in there. You know, just like, ooh, I'm going to run. Ooh, I'm going to run. Ooh, I'm going to run. It's just like, it doesn't make any sense. You just want to mess everything up, you know?
Right. And sleepy Joe Biden don't have the chance. He just put it on Donald Trump right there. Oh, woman, screw the they're gonna raise the third parties again, like the Green Party, Howie Hawkins and Joe Stein. I'm back in there 4 years. And Trump did get advice to Bernie, come on over to, and his supporters, come over to the Republican Party. You can get more things done if you want to add ideas.
Yeah, I agree to that, but here's what I don't understand.
If you,
okay,
yeah, if you want to make, if you see how Trump changed the Republican Party and stuff, they may call him, you know, all sorts of names, bigot, the asshole. Hey, they put the asshole here in office, the Democrat establishment. That's what we got right there. They was tired of ordinary established politicians, so they got an outsider. And they're going to continue finding another Trump the next 4 years. Could be Trump Jr., could be Kanye West. Could be Gilbert Godfrey.
It won't be Kanye West. I can't. It won't be him. He might run, but he's not going to win.
You never know. Never say never. On the Republican side, oh, and Trump endorsed that. The first black Republican. It can happen right there. It can happen.
Kanye West does say a lot of things I agree with. He does say things I agree with, you know. But it's Kanye. You know. Now, Donald Trump Jr. probably can run, and maybe his, you know, his sister, you know, Ivanka, you know. But I think Ivanka's older now. She's got to be like 35 years old to run for president. But Donald Trump Jr. is. But the Republican is going to hold office again for another 8 years. Because the Democrat Party is not organized enough. They're not they want to screw people over. They're not organized enough to get the right candidate in. And plus, they want to screw people over, like Bernie Sanders.
Right. And it looks bad that the progressives like AOC, Bernie Sanders, and Tlaib and have to criticize this stimulus package, and they was forced to vote for it from the Democrat establishment. They got bosses now. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi said so for them to vote. Everyone voted. Stop being a hypocrite. They all supported the Trump stimulus package right there. It may be a little bit of money. I mean, it's more than any other president since Franklin D. Roosevelt and George Bush delivered, you know. I mean, he's up there with that, the last presidents that put out money. So if they would have come to solutions with the Republican Party, they would have added a little bit more money to it also, just like the Canadian stimulus bill. Nope, what it is, they bought out. They got corporate donors saying, no, don't do this. We agree with Goldman Sachs and the White House CEO that's representing Trump and a few others. They got to realize corporations run government now.
Originally, 85%
of the politicians are sold out. Women, don't forget, Rand Paul is a libertarian also and a Republican, you know.
Yeah. Originally, the package was supposed to have two paychecks of $1,200. Originally. One was going to be in April, one was going to be in May. That's how it originally had it. But Pelosi and the other Democrats said no to it. Originally, that's how it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be that. It was supposed to be everyone was be taken care of in it. But the
But the trillionaire, the billionaire is going to get most of it. A total of $4 trillion dollars. But the DNC, what's the use of being in the DNC? They're not going to help you. They all about crooks, like Harry Truman said at, when he was in office. If you see a politician making more money in office, that means they are crooks. And you see it mostly in the Democratic Party. You see it mostly in the, that's the reason politicians got to stop being bought by corporations. It's holding the working class families back, basically. Why can't it be the same? Why can the slogan "We the People," just like Jack Swagger said?
Yes.
They crooks just like the city controller Joan Pratt.
She's been in
there.
See,
they
set
the bad. Right. Exactly. They setting a bad example for city and state parties right there. The Democrat established by taking money from corporations, and they call themselves the work family. Not anymore. It's TV people, political theater. It's the WWE, basically. I think that's why Vince kind of been booking Donald Trump scenarios and stuff, and Nancy Pelosi ripping the paper. That's all a work. It's a work.
Mm-hmm.
They having the they laughing having dinner right now, Pelosi and Trump. And Pelosi now, she did a sneaky thing that she's gonna cut taxes on the rich. She's anti-progressive. She used to be progressive when she was in Baltimore.
The whole family was.
Right, exactly. The Alejandro family.
Mhm.
But they got. I don't know if it's their, you know, he has the best hospitality there right there. They have their Danishes and everything. You know, she treat people like family. I understand that. But what about the working family? You left out the homeless people. Could have been built up. Could have added a package for them. All these people that don't have, you know, access to gloves and masks. It should be coming from city and state. Mail them in, door to door and stuff. Get them,
yeah,
give them resources because they can't afford these things. They don't have access to an Amazon or Walmart account.
Keyword, city and state. Who controls most of the cities? Democrats. That's the thing.
Right.
City and state, you're right.
Only,
on the local.
Right. Right, but the state government is much better than the city government. The state officials on the Democratic side, they I give them credit for the paid sick leave thing. They over that, including we got now the $15 minimum wage. That was a good right there, but the city is in chaos right now. Same murders as coronavirus victims.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do about the elections now. I mean, everything's on hold, I guess, for the city of Baltimore. I don't know. But I know the primary, Maryland's primaries in July now, I think.
Right.
I think. Don't hold me that, but it's supposed to be in April, but now they've been pushed back.
Right. And I think Bernie is too much kissing ass. They're not your friend, Bernie. Stop saying that. That's why you turn off for third parties and Republicans that's trying to vote for you in the primaries. Or far leftists. And Jimmy Dore ripped him a new asshole and stuff. He afraid to expose Joe Biden. He called him all of something, fuck face and everything. He not going to do nothing. He is worse from 2016. Let Joe Biden continue punching on him and continue telling America that he can beat Trump. Tell the truth, Bernie. We want you to tell the truth. Expose his ass. I think Bernie don't want to be a Ralph Nader. He doesn't want to be a Ralph Nader. He has to.
Yeah.
You were Ralph Perot couldn't finish off. Even Trump was trying to give him pointers and everything. He told the truth that he got rigged.
I gotta be honest. If Bernie runs 4 more years, people may not trust him because twice he chickened out. So
no, he'd be 82 years old in 4 more years. Wow, he'll probably be like the Energizer Bunny, like Ric Flair.
But he has more energy than Joe Biden. I mean, Bernie is sharp mentally.
Yeah.
You know,
Joe Biden has
Biden
dementia.
Is not sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He has dementia. He can't complete a sentence. Wow, he paid his campaign, the people in his campaign, $10,000 a month, I heard. And though some of them used to be progressives of Bernie, and I mean they took the money. I don't blame them. They got to feed their family and everything. Hey, shit, I'll be a high paying hoe for that one time. Put them over as the best thing as sliced bread. You hear that, Joe Biden? You hear that? Yes, the host of Wrestling X Factor. Hey, have my people talk to your people. We can do lunch. It's like he thinks he's Ric Flair.
Yeah. Speaking of Ric Flair,
can you imagine Trump doing a political campaign on Joe Biden of him showing at WrestleMania him like instead of choking out Vince McMahon or beating him up or showing the CNN sign, it could be Joe Biden right there.
That would be cool. Joe Biden
because
threatened him.
Right. Don't forget he did that video game, that Pac-Man video game of Hillary Clinton gobbling up the emails. Well, or Mike Tyson punch out. Joe Biden could be Glass Joe.
That would be funny. That'll be trending on social media for a while if he did that.
Right. And really, true black people don't give a fuck about Trump, you know? He says shit out of his mouth, and it doesn't faze him anymore. I can't even get upset with him anymore. I can't. Because the DNC, they brought him here. They brought him here. Because they are corrupt.
Well, I want to mention
go ahead.
I want to mention you know I've been I'm a Trump fan. I'm a deplorable. Okay, I like Donald Trump. Okay, I'll say this. You know, he might have his faults, but the man has done a lot since he's been in office in the first 3 years. He has done a lot. And the man produces. Now, he has a mentality of a businessman. That's why he puts deadlines on, I want to get a country started this date on this date. Because he's a businessman. That's how he's like.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, he does say some crazy stuff. Like even during the press conferences, you know, he's been having every day about the coronavirus. It's important.
Yeah, they got realized he's a WWE Hall of Famer. He's not a politician.
Yep.
He's a businessman, entertainer, WWE Hall of Famer. And he taking a page out of Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon is booking everything he does. Damn it, build a wall. Get those son of a bitches. Did you talk about thoughts on WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Good shit. The best WrestleMania, better than last year. With most of the matches.
It was better than I thought it was going to be. It was. No crowd, no this, you know. A lot of stuff was like already recorded. But it was pretty good. I enjoyed
right.
it. I got to admit, though, the Firefly Funhouse, that was weird. I was like, what? I had Titus O'Neil's reaction. What did I just see? What I just saw? I'm like, what was that? Because there was not one. There was no wrestling in it. It was no wrestling. So it should not be called a wrestling match. It should be called something else. But that was just totally weird.
Yeah, it was funny to see the buzzard as Jake. Is Jesse Ventura and with Vince McMahon.
Oh yeah, the puppets. You know, some people like it though. You know, like
they the only people that been in the stands. They should do it every week now on SmackDown. They be in the stands as fans. Puppet social distance. Can you imagine that they interfering in some of the matches?
Oh yeah. For my favorite match, AJ Styles and Taker. That was my favorite match.
Right. And Triple H put that together with Jeremy Borish and Shawn Michaels. That was basically Undertaker, three personas as the Undertaker, American Badass, and Mark Calloway into one.
Mm-hmm.
Every fascination of the Undertaker. Amazing.
And the trash Jeremy talk, that was one.
Yes. I didn't know you had it in your son.
Yeah, but all the buzzers, you know, were pretty decent. You know. And see, I also enjoy the SmackDown Women's Championship. That was good.
Yes,
you know,
but I didn't like the finish that Shayna Baszler should have won that.
Oh yeah, that's what some people were saying.
Yeah, even Ripley, she should have won over Flair right there because it's no point. She already had an NXT belt 4 years ago. What? This is supposed to elevate NXT and stuff.
Yeah, but we won't see Rhea Ripley on TV for a while. Her visa apparently is expired, so she's back in Australia. But you can't travel now, so she's going. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't tell them when she's going to return.
Yeah, Io Shirai is now the number one contender.
Yeah, she won last. Yeah, she won last night.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
Yep. Yes.
AEW. Cody Rhodes did a promo on AEW YouTube channel, which was stellar. I mean, oh my goodness. He was talking about, you know, they had that tournament going on. He was talking about his opponents and everything. I mean, the man was like, wow. I like AEW does some good stuff. You know, like good little videos about you know, stories about the match when people start and everything. They do some good stuff on that part.
Yeah, they definitely did.
But it is weird, man. Seeing, having, you know, watching wrestling with no crowd, it's weird. Not having sports as a whole. It's just like, whoa, I can't believe
yeah.
That was a part of my life.
And they claim that, and they claim that they got the cure in some departments. Even the company that Trump invests in, he has stock in right there, but it's not approved by the FDA on the coronavirus.
Yeah. That's true.
They better hurry the fuck up with that. People are dying.
People are dying, but there's a little bit of light. The numbers that people thought people were going to die had decreased. They thought about 60,000 people going to die. Now it's down like 36,000. Because we are doing things like social distancing. Yeah, it's a little bit of light. You know, the numbers are going down. More people are leaving the hospitals now. So it's going down, but, you know, we can't get, you know, but people still dying. So that means we still got part of social distancing, stay home whenever, as much as possible. You know, we're doing that now, but we need to be more, you know, more in tune to it. But I have to say this. I do not trust the Chinese government because they withhold a lot of information about the virus. I don't trust them. They lie to a lot of people.
I heard chemical warfare. I heard that, you know, the U.S. still owes China in debt.
Oh, yeah, we owe a lot of money to them.
Yes. And I heard other speculations of it's the 5G situation. Bill Gates brought it up and a few experts.
Yeah,
that's dangerous. 5G is dangerous right there.
Yeah. And I don't talk about 5G. The reason why some states are worse than others because of the 5G, you know, you can say that they have 5G towers. New York and Chicago, they have a lot of 5G towers. But you go to like Montana or North Dakota, South Dakota, they basically don't have any. Maybe one of that. And they don't have the coronavirus cases are very low there. And our state of Maryland, we right there, we right there in the middle. It's not too high, it's not too low. Because, like, our governor,
right.
You know, said, you know, talk about social distancing. I mean, he's been passionate about that and been passionate about, like, staying off his... staying home, staying off the streets and stuff like that.
Right.
But let's see what happens, because I would love, President Trump is right. We need to get, everything, we got to get moving. You know, people got to get going again and everything. So, hopefully something will come
right.
out, because I want to see wrestling, man. I really do. I miss NWA Power, you know. Let's watch that on Tuesdays. You know, making things. So you know, in Boma, we're supposed to have a pay-per-view next month. Money in the Bank. WWE Money in the Bank was supposed to be coming here. And that's not going to happen. Though.
Right. I think that's going to be postponed also. And Impact Wrestling is going to reschedule their Rebellion. They just found an empty building for them to do Tathans in Tennessee right there. They're going to follow line with AEW and WWE. But Ring of Honor, right. And Ring of Honor has no they're not going to continue right there. They just going to continue with their they do have a few weeks of tapings left. I guess they're going to show the best of Ring of Honor next on TV. You have MLW still have a lot of TV tapings remain also that they tape in advance before this corona outbreak. And they had one in Mexico coming up soon. And it's the only sport that's still around is WWE and Dana White's UFC.
Oh, did you hear about UFC? They're going to have an event because of what's going on. From what I hear, Dana White, the guy who runs UFC, has an island. And he's going to have an island. Yeah, true story. He has an island, and he's going to have events there away from the United States.
And Trump is – They all tight with Trump. Dana White, Vince McMahon, and Tony Khan.
Tony Khan's good with Trump, too? Wow, I didn't know that. I knew on Chris Jericho's podcast, he interviewed Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
I knew that. But wow.
Yeah.
But I would like to see an AEW Shida, Hikaru Shida as champion. She's picking up steam and popularity.
Yeah.
And the women's champion. So I saw her matches. I saw a match with Aja Khan in Japan. That was a pretty decent match, man. She can wrestle.
Yes.
Did you see Revolt TV? You ever heard of a Revolt TV?
Revolt TV?
Yes. It's on YouTube. It's not exactly TV, but it shows documentaries. And they did a documentary of Chris Benoit and all the stuff surrounding him. And they did one on New Jack recently. And they were all pretty good. They cover wrestling in a positive light. They weren't bashing wrestling. I think the New Jack one, Chris Jericho was narrating it. But it just makes you... What's your thoughts on New Jack? How do you think New Jack stands as far as wrestling goes? Do you think he's a legend? Do you think he's one of the greatest? How would you rate New Jack?
You said New Jack?
Yeah, how would you rate him? Good wrestler? Just a bloody wrestler? Like I did with the Butcher? Is he like a hardcore legend?
I mean, good
legend?
Hardcore. Yeah, hardcore legend, yeah. He can chain wrestle, but his thing was more hardcore.
Right. I mean, I wasn't into him that much in Smoky Mountain Wrestling because it didn't come on the East Coast really. But boy, I just saw a little bit of his stuff. That guy, he was good on the mic. He got killed him many times, but. The man knew how to get heat. He got it. Unscripted promos and everything.
Oh, he was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and all his shoot interviews entertaining and it spoke the truth right there.
Mm-hmm.
Even Smoky Mountains Wrestling. The first ones that went up into the hood right there is the him and Mustafa right there. Yeah. I liked that one right there with New Jack City right there playing of the movie soundtrack. Amazing.
And the end of it,
yeah, Farrakhan going to be Farrakhan for president.
Yeah, he he even talked about the NAACP. He held nothing back. He called our NAACP overgrown, homegrown hunkies. He did not hold anything back.
Classic. I loved it.
But I don't know, you know, the name was just unbelievable. Did I recommend anybody listen, go watch the New Jack stuff. It was the NCW. And just watch any interview with him. The man is lively. Very lively guy. But he's retired now. He doesn't wrestle at all now. Because he retired about 4 years ago or something like that.
It seems like it's been a couple years, yeah. 2 or 3 years ago. And, hey, if y'all want to see ECW Legends, they on right on Impact Wrestling right there.
Yeah, Tommy Dreamer, Rob Van Dam.
Yes, Rhino, Johnny Swinger, 80s gimmick,
mm-hmm.
80s wrestling gimmick. Sabu appeared on and off. Raven was on the last 2 weeks. Interaction with Rosemary. And of course, Don Collins is an ECW original that's on creative side also. And we could see more also. We could see New Jack on there. Can you imagine that? It's uncensored right there on Access TV.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That would be wild.
Yes.
I'm busy. ECW was one of a kind. I tell you, it was. It hit a chord with people. I saw an ECW event live. It was incredible. In the ECW arena, it was a real small arena. People kept waiting for hours outside to get inside. It was right. They turned away a lot of people. But they failed because, I guess, poor money management. Correct me if I'm wrong, Wayne. ECW went down with poor money management or...
Yes, Paul Heyman made bad decisions, yeah. That's what it was right there. But he learned from his mistakes. He admitted it. Yeah.
But that next year WrestleMania is going to be good. Think about that for a minute. This year WrestleMania no crowd. Next year in LA, I think Inglewood, California, with a new stadium they have out there, it's going to be big. That's going to hold about you. Go, fit 100,000 people in it, the SoFi Stadium. That stadium is amazing. I saw it on YouTube. So who would you say right now is the best wrestler in the world? Right now. I don't know who to say. You know, Kenny Omega hasn't been wrestling, you know. I don't know who to say was the best wrestler, the male wrestler right now.
I say, I would still say Omega right there. Because they had, don't forget, him and the Young Bucks and Adam Page and them had over a 5-star match, tag match.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The best tag match in a long in wrestling era in a way long time.
And do you know when Roman Reigns is going to come back? Because he's the high risk category, you know, because he has leukemia. You hear anything about when he's coming back?
No, I don't think he's going to be back until all of this dies down, this pandemic. He's not resting from having, you know, leukemia, just in remission. Yeah.
Now, I heard that he was supposed to beat Goldberg. Was that true?
Yeah. More likely, yeah. I didn't like that they had Braun Strowman in there because he had his chance right there. And he did lose to Sami Zayn.
Yep, that's where he lost the championship. I see, Intercontinental Championship. He did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see that two people I did not want to have championship belts, Brock Lesnar and Goldberg, because they're not going to wrestle on a full-time schedule. Goldberg can't even wrestle, what, 20-minute match anymore? He never could, really, when you think about it. Most of the matches are like, oh, within 5 minutes or less. You know, but guys, I am happy for Drew winning. That makes me smile.
Right.
So you hear anything about Sasha Banks' rap album? She's supposed to be getting a rap album. Correct my wrong. She's working on a rap album.
I heard about it. Yeah. I think probably with Snoop. Yeah, Snoop Dogg and it. Yeah, her cousin. Yeah. And I'm not gonna buy that shit. So.
Well, you're the hip hop man, so you know about rap music.
She's just trying to live off her cousin's name and all this. Yeah. Not gonna work.
How long do you think Bayley's going to be champion? People are saying that she's going to turn on Sasha, they're going to have another feud. You think that's going to happen? Well, it's possible?
Yeah. I think it's going to be her and Sasha soon later. Or Nia Jax or anything they throw around on her, yeah. But not Nia Jax. I mean Tamina Snuka, yeah. But she's not getting the belt. It's like WWE product is still stale. Basically, they had the lowest rating after WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's going to be that best show. That's going to be a high-rated show, yep.
2.1 million. And it's like, the biggest segment was Big Show and McIntyre's main event. And people not interested in seeing Cruz wrestle and Ricochet because they've been misusing their talent also.
Ricochet is pretty much buried. Would you say
since
he lost
the Brock Lesnar? Yes, I think he's been buried in that, yeah. Yeah, Vince is not really into anything that's not less charisma or anything. Yeah, that's what Vince McMahon think right there. That's how we go. That's how he operates.
Yeah, I see your point. You have a point. You not really want to say that, but our people are saying that.
Right.
So the next big one is SummerSlam. That's going to be in August. Hopefully, you know.
Right.
But it's also heard that they consider, WWE consider taking a day off. I mean, taking some time off. Is that true? They thought about
to promote the, yeah.
Yeah, the wrestlers. They're saying, instead of like doing no more Raw or SmackDown, they were supposed to take a break at the WrestleMania. That's what I heard. I don't know how true that is.
You promote, who take the break?
WWE. Like, you know, like, there's no sports going on right now. They were just,
I mean, they already have that tape. They already had their tapings in advance. I think May is going to be up in the air right now.
Yeah, everything's going to be there right now. The world's going to change. Everything's going to change. Even wrestling's going to change after the, this virus, this pandemic. You know, wrestling's
right.
going to change, but we don't know how much it's going to change. Well, that's going to change.
Right. It's basically hard to do storylines where you don't have all the talent, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They on a certain lockdown, and you know they uncomfortable of performing. And I think more people want to see Matt Hardy versus Chris Jericho.
Oh my goodness! Matt Hardy had a debut. I mean, wow. Those two talk when Matt Hardy came on, you know, AEW. Oh, man, that was pretty good. That was good television.
Right. Oh, that's going to be amazing right there.
But here's the thing. Vince McMahon has to be laughing at AEW for one reason. Because all his stars, all the stars you see right now, you know, Jericho, Moxley, Matt Hardy, they're former WWE stars. You know, and I don't know how true this is. You may confirm this. The reason why they have all these WWE stars, you know, getting the limelight and everything and being the main, you know, in the main picture because they don't have, AEW doesn't have that much talent. True or false?
AEW?
Yeah, how much
they have a lot of
AEW
talent.
But how come
they have a lot of talent.
But why are they pushing all these WWE stars? You know,
I mean, they're not pushing. They're not pushing WWE stars right there because they establishing the brand right now with the belts right now. They're not gonna rush it. Everything is gonna play out right there.
Oh, okay.
Because really, Moxley was another WWE first. He was Dragon Gate, USA and stuff. He made his name on the Indies and stuff. And they misused him right there. He may have the belt one time, but they misused him many times. Even with Brock Lesnar and Triple H, that he jobbed out and stuff and everything. They misuse his character. Basically, they you know, they the bigger names, and you have, you know, Kenny Omega. That's going to be a big moment soon. Once later on, right there, they're not gonna rush it everything. You know, they have the best tag team division next to Ring of Honor, and they finally added a secondary belt, also the TV title that's coming. That's going to be called the TNT title.
Mm-hmm.
That tournament right there, and Cody Rhodes can no longer wrestle for the main event. I mean, the world title. So he's going to have the secondary title. He's going to wrestle for the secondary title That's a stipulation right there. He lost to Jericho. He can't do any world title matches.
Right. At full gear. Yeah.
Right. And could we see Nyla Rose losing his belt soon right there because of this pandemic? Unless she's, shut because her state is shut down. She is green as fuck though, Nyla Rose.
I won't be disappointed if she loses. Oh yeah, well, if Nyla Rose loses, she or he, well, Nyla, just call it Nyla, you know, loses. You know, she's been, Nyla's been champion for 2 months now? So.
About 2 months, yeah.
It's not a bad reign, but the women division is so bad. They just start over to have a tournament altogether, a brand new tournament. The women division at AEW is not the best.
It's good. It's a good Britt Baker and match was good yesterday.
Britt Baker and Sheeta. That's a good old women. I mean. I know WWE's been around.
They have other good women, Swole and other ones right there and stuff. It's gonna be a while because of this pandemic right here. And another company that signed a top women signee is Impact Wrestling. Kylie Rae signed to a deal.
Yep, that's true. Kylie Rae did sign a week ago. Kylie Rae did sign. Oh, and I also like NWA Women's Champion Thunder Rosa.
Yeah,
I like her. Now you know she's going to she also competes in mixed martial arts too, MMA.
Yes, she has an MMA background. Yes. Yes, she's a former alumni to Wrestling Infector Radio. I guess alumni.
Well, that is true. And
yeah.
I follow her on social media. The woman, the lady loves wrestling.
Yeah.
And all that. And very, very good.
Yes, definitely very good.
Now,
that match has been good in NWA. And Ring of Honor, they trying to rebrand their women's division also with the recent sign. They re-signed Angelina Love to a deal.
A good talent, a good wrestler in her own right, yep.
Yes.
I also see. I'm a Nick Aldis fan. I like Nick Aldis. I think he is what I call a world champion. The way he dresses, the way he acts, you know. That's what how world champion should be, you know, to look important.
Yes. Yes, he's. He's what a world champion is meant to look like. And I think that Impact Wrestling will take the belt off of Tessa Blanchard soon. Hopefully, I just don't want her to job for Eddie Edwards to job out to her. And I think they hold it for Michael Elgin for her. For him to get the belt basically from Tessa Blanchard.
Michael Elgin is a freak athlete.
Yeah.
The man can wrestle. He has good. He has mat wrestling. He's good on the mic. The man's a complete wrestler.
Yes. You're right about that. And Sami Callihan, you're not going to see him that much on Impact because of this pandemic. He felt uncomfortable about if they do the TV tapings, that he's not going to be there because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But he's getting the push right there of losing that he disappeared on and off out of the ring and stuff. And he's a new persona is revenge and everything. And he already went after Shamrock, and his feud with Shamrock is going on right now.
Yeah, Shamrock still can go. Go ahead.
Yeah. Shamrock still can go, yes. A good worker.
And speaking of wrestling, who's going on with CM Punk? Is CM Punk with WWE? He's completely gone from it. Is he coming back? What's up with CM Punk?
He's Fox. He's signed with Fox for backstage.
Because I was against him. I didn't care less. I could care less when CM Punk came back because when he lost his two fights in UFC, my opinion, his credibility was down. I have an old school mentality. You lose a fight, you're not legit. I lose my belief that you can actually fight. That's my grand thing. I have an old school mentality. So I could care less about if he came back or not.
Right.
You know. Because I don't respect. I mean, good on the mic. He plays a good thing. But I cannot picture him in a fight beating somebody in an actual fight. I can't do it. He doesn't suspend my disbelief. I don't believe in him.
And I say one of the good matches I've seen on MLW was the Loser League Town match with MJF and Mance Warner. That was one of the best empty arena matches also, and that was the last appearance of MJF from MLW. He finished off that deal, so he's basically a full-time with AEW.
MJF makes me want to slap him in his face, like a back smack him. That's how much of a heel he is. I just can't.
Yes.
He is a quintessential heel. Perfect example of a heel.
Right. Even the promos with him and Dynasty, him and Richard Holiday, when he was in Mexico. For MLW, like 3 months ago, and he said, Donald Trump for president. Screw you.
Yeah, he did. He said that. They were funny. Dynasty were funny, man. They were funny. I like watching them.
Yes. A good faction right there. And Geno, They try to make him like a Gino Hernandez right there. That's part of the dynasty. And don't forget Team Filthy Lawler right there, faction of him and Mo, all of them. Rip Von Erich. It's amazing.
Yeah,
I know. I'm talking about the one that's supposed to be. The fake Von Erich, Lance Von Erich's cousin.
Yeah.
Von Erich.
MLW.
And I do like
that. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
MLW, man, they got some really legit shoe fighters in there, too. They got some good stuff.
Oh, they got a lot
of a hybrid. They have a hybrid. They call themselves a hybrid. Yeah, they do. They mix a little bit of everything. You know.
They were doing sports analytics. You know, they would start doing that shit.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah,
Injustice. Another good faction, right? Hill faction. Yes.
Yeah, they are. But nobody, like, Contra is like top when it comes to heel factions. Contra, you know, they're like really, really bad. Yeah, they may want to slap them in the face.
Yes, uncensored. Jacob Fatu, the best wrestler out in the family from the Anoa'i family right now. The best worker.
Yes. The man is freaking 300 pounds. He does moonsaults, power, you know, body slam. But the stuff he does is amazing, man.
Right, the Tonga Kid's son. The son of Tonga Kid.
And, you know, that's going to be amazing stuff right there, man. And if Contra could go to, like, NWA or, like, AEW, my goodness. That would be amazing.
There's so many factions. Of course, in Ring of Honor, you got the Enterprise also. Evil Enterprise.
Yeah, Villain
Enterprise. Villain, yes. Amazing.
Fallen Angel. Christopher Daniels had a birthday about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. The guy's 50 and still wrestling, man. A full-time schedule. That's amazing. I think Jericho's 52, right? He just turned 50.
I think he'll be 50 this year, yeah. Yep, he can still move, though, in the ring.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't mind seeing, you know, Daniels, Jericho, or PCO in Ring of Honor. Because they do full-time schedules and they wrestle, you know, a long time. You know, they wrestle for more than 3 minutes. You know, but Goldberg, I don't want to see him. I'm glad he's, hopefully, I heard his contract is up, so I'm glad he's gone. So I think he's officially going to be retired. Taker is in his 50s, but he comes out once a year.
But I think Goldberg gonna come back basically right there, because they don't have anything. Vince don't have no idea. He don't have a mega star. That's what's missing right there. That's the only thing right there. That's why they've been losing. Viewers every year, right there, with having the same ones on top for so many years, Cena and Randy Orton and stuff. Yep.
Oh, speaking of someone, Edge looked pretty good when he wrestled on Randy Orton. The guy hasn't wrestled what?
Yes.
It's been years since he wrestled. I'm like, wow, he still got it.
Yes, the match was too damn long, basically. They should have cut it down.
Yeah, it was like almost 40 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. The longest since the Iron Man match, yeah. Match was the longest, yeah. Even though they edit. It was taped, but it could have. I think it might have been probably longer than that. Yep.
How long do you think Becky is gonna have the belt? I mean, it's been over a year since she had, you know, she won at WrestleMania. I like Becky. I mean, I don't want her to lose that. She's not getting old to me. She's not getting old to me.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on
Shayna Baszler? It's just time, basically, right now. It's just time. She had it for over a year, and it's Shayna Baszler is a top right there. Was a top of NXT right there. She's a former UFC fighter right there, and
mm-hmm.
I think she'd be back. They got to now bringing the Horsemen women basically to the main roster right there too. I think she's gonna eventually get the belt basically, and Bianca Belair, hopefully they can use her the right way on the main roster.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my goodness. I'm liking her more and more. Oh, man. She came in, you know, after the match because, you know, help her husband out. Wow. Yeah, that was, oh, man. And, you know, if it was a live crowd, she would have got a huge pop. If it was, you know.
Hello? Technical difficulties. Yes, must be the establishment trying to shut it down. We finally back. Yes, we're back on, yeah. Technical difficulties. It must be the DNC.
Yeah.
don't tell me Blog Talk going to be bought out. Fuck you, Nasty. Fuck you.
But yeah, you know, I understand. You know, Shayna Baszler champion. That wouldn't bother me. If she becomes women's champion, you know, on Raw women's champion, Universal women's champion, well, you know, whatever, it will not bother me. I'll be content with that.
All right. And Rob Bukowski,
nobody
I'm so proud of
him. Nobody.
Who gives a fuck of him winning the 24/7 belt? He just need to take his ass to the performance center and learn how to wrestle.
I think it would have been maybe when. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can go right ahead. Yeah, I'm just tired of Dirty bringing in these celebrities. Tyson Fury bringing Vasquez. Vasquez was horrible.
No, I don't mind seeing athletes from other sports in the wrestling. That wouldn't bother me. But they're going to use right too. I mean, the host Ron DeRossi, and I think he might have been a little bit better with the crowd there, maybe. But a lot of people didn't like him. You know, you're not the only one to say that. No, he had the energy and everything, but something just didn't click.
Right. And he's not going to be involved of jobbing out. Of course not. Oh, Lance, yeah, Lance Archer is a – I like the way they build him up right there in AEW.
Yeah. They doing – you know, AEW doing pretty good. Well, now, Jeff Cobb, did he sign a contract with AEW? Oh, he just never does.
Who
was on there a short time? Cobb from Ring of Honor.
Oh, Cobb, yeah. I think he had a pay per appearance, yeah.
Oh. I'm still waiting. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing Brian Cage to debut because he's, you know, he signed him with AEW.
No, he's not signed officially, but because he's hurt,
okay.
He has a bicep injury that he got to have a surgery on, and he's going to be out for a while. You also have, of course, Brody Lee. People liked his skits, Adam Vince McMahon skits in there, like that he don't like sneezing or coughing or anything. Yeah.
Right. Don't eat before me, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Vince didn't like it. I heard Vince hated it.
Right. That son of a bitch. Eat your peas and cuss. O'Neal. Titus O'Neal, damn it. Or you.
What's your thoughts on R-Truth? You know, R-Truth has been very entertaining. I know he's been a world champion before, but he's just like funny. Is anything wrong or?
I just imagine him in another promotion. He'll be talking that pro black stuff. He'll be way different. They make him as the JJ, the Jimmy Walker of WWE. But the real JJ, Jimmy J. Walker, he's a Republican, basically.
Oh, really?
Yes, a conservative. Yep.
Oh, wow. Did not know that. He's one of my kind.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Hey.
Yep. Married to a white woman.
Oh, I'm not married.
I think married or dating a white woman, yeah. Jimmy J. Walker, yeah.
He's what, 60 now? 65?
In the 60s, yeah. Yeah, mid-60s, yep. I think over 25 or almost 30 years he's been a Republican.
Oh.
Yep. And just like Charles Barkley.
Barkley's one of a kind. I got to say that. But, you know, I would never dress up as in a dress. He dressed up as a dress one time on Saturday Night Live. Barkley is, I'm saying, he doesn't care about anything or anyone thinks about him. Tim and Shaq goes at it a lot. When they commentate. They some entertaining commentators. I say that one. And when they're on NBA on TNT, they're funny.
Right. And I think Shaq is also independent voter. It seems like he's more into the right wing.
Oh, he is. That is true.
Yeah. And it seems like people always want to believe these new political news that the MSNBCs, the CNNs, or the world. It's not accurate news. It's nothing but the brainwashed, the liberal news. The liberal Americans that trying to say that the Republican Party is a racist party, so they, they get brainwashed from the lies also, and they don't like progressive right now or socialists.
They don't.
Or they lose their job, just like ABC reporter. A bunch of pricks that also take money from the military industrial complex and Big Pharma. They keep running those commercials from Big Pharma on MSNBC. And seeing what they call it, nothing but NBC stands for nothing but Caucasians. You see, they screwed Byron Allen's lawsuit suing Comcast.
I heard about that.
Yes. It's not 100% black owners. There's only like one black owner because he bought the Weather Channel.
I don't know what to make of Byron Allen. I still don't. I'm kind of like, I can't say I'm 100% for him. I can't say I'm 100% against him. He's just there. I know he owns the grid, doesn't he? Does he like run the grid? That news?
Yes. Yes. And he went after Mama Obama tomorrow. Obama then sold out. He took money from AT&T and other ones. He was saying that Obama put on a black face. He was just only a symbol when he got in office. And he didn't protect half a million people they lost their houses because of the economy and stuff. He didn't bail them out. He bailed it out the banks.
And the banks and corporations, and the homelanders, all of them.
Right. And I think this time Trump is going to eliminate affordable health care once he be reelected. Because I think the House, the Democrats are going to lose a lot of seats.
Oh, they will.
Yes,
I think
the Republicans are going to get back the House right there, and I think affordable health care is going to be gone. And you heard what Trump's speculation that he's pushing some sort of Medicare for all for the COVID-19, and he took out of Bernie Sanders. He's more to the left than Democrats.
Well, I won't go that far now. I won't go that far. He's not that left.
I mean,
there's some.
We winning, people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some people say that the bailout, giving people money, that's Andrew Yang's idea,
They was Mitt Romney. Don't forget Mitt Romney. Also.
Yeah, Mitt
Romney.
Yeah.
Yep, he was part of the deal with McConnell and Trump. And you know how I think McConnell and Trump laughed when they passed the bill and some of that. We can't shake on that right now. Because of social justice.
Well, Wayne, it's been a joy. There's so much stuff been going on. It's a whole lot of stuff to wait and see what happens with the coronavirus, with the vaccine for the coronavirus. When we gonna have sports gonna come back to how they used to be, with the crowds and everything. So, and the election, and Bernie Sanders, will see what he's going to do, because he still has influence. He did change the Democrat Party. Some things he brought up to attention. So, some issues he brought to the public, to people to think about. So he did have an impact.
Yes, he did.
He sold out. He did have an impact. So we'll see what happens with the election. All right, man. Until next time, wrestling fans, political fans, all fans of this show, have a good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a good night. We'll see you next week.
What? Yo. Fuck them niggas who wait. Good. Now we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas who wait. Duck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Wait. Fuck them niggas who wait. Duck them bitches who fake. You could be an earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Y'all be under a fake one like you Donald Toupee. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously fake. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like the coast, dope as poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama G, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours for no MEP. Pick up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. I dog shit and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compare, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. He been on for a minute now, but with him around, I'm a double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Fuck you niggas, I'm Kirk Henning. Y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Ballard. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias. Nobody tries, we too excellent. The execution here is too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, a main event. What I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep on for Lawrence Steele. I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still. Like Rick Tully and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair. Hit your head, infrared, weapon on 6-0. I'm on my nigga board. Niggas try to fuck up my money, still leave with the gold. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.